continue in the Bilvavi. We're on page Resh Beis. He's explaining the statement of the Mesil Shasharm as he repeats it again at below the diamonds. He says, Kirak Zel Atov, Dveikus, cleaving to Hashem, is the only good. V'chol Zulas Zeh, Shiach Shevehu, B'nei Adam Latov. And anything else that people think is good, he then ends off and says, it's not true, it's totally worthless. So he says, Ma b'nei Adam choshim l'tov b'derchlal. What do people in general think is good? Hanos achor miyuslimineim. The physical pleasures, according to what their different types of people they are. So mehechen zeh mishtal shel, where did this evolve from? It stopped?
Something's wrong with the memory cards.
I'm just going to go ahead. I can't. So where is this coming from? So just, there's other chips, no?
Should be, yeah.
In the other room. There used to be a very simple system. Now it's been complicated, so. Okay. Anyway, so you have to get another one, that's all. You have to get another one. Yeah. Okay, anyway, there's different physical pleasures in this world. Mehechan zeh mishtal shel, where do these pleasures evolve from? Minekudas hashelo lishma shebenefesh. It comes from the point of being not lishma of the soul. B'makom lahavin shatov hamiti huadvekes babari v'sham hatana gashalim. And that's in the place of understanding that the true good is cleaving to the Creator, and that is where the complete pleasure comes. So there's a number of places where this can come from. It can come from the fact that people think that the real pleasure in life is physical pleasure. So it's going to come either because, you know, when you're engaged in spiritual things, it's not for the sake of the real mitzvah. That means there is another pleasure besides being close to Hashem. And also it means it's in place of believing that that is the true physical, the true pleasure in the world is being close to Hashem, not knowing that. So that's one aspect that we've already kind of talked about. There are certain people who define themselves as good people, straight people. People with all kinds of truths that they've built within themselves. Nitan liros Yehudi she'ena shomer Torah mitzvos, v'omer she'ena goynev, o she'om liyaskim l'shaker bat kol ha'dama. You have certain Jews, for example, who are not observant at all, and he doesn't, and he says, "I don't steal. I've never lied. I'd never lie for all the money in the world." So it's interesting, you have people who are not spiritual, don't believe in the Torah, and yet they carry certain Torah virtues. So they're in the other room. They're in a little pouch or something. Okay, Lama, why? Why is it this way, that they don't believe in Torah, yet they happen to have certain proper values? So he said, and the person says, you know, ani adam yashar, I'm a straight person. So the question is, mehechan ayashrus hazu higia, where did this straightness come from? Where does this come from? He happens to be straight in some areas. So kamoshi koser ben nissim goen b'akdom l'shas, as Reb Nissen Gaon writes in his introduction to the Talmud, he says, gama goyim mechuyavim b'mitzvos shaseichel mechuyavosom. Even non-Jews are obliged in mitzvos that logic dictates. Because a straight logic is part of God's wisdom. But the person doesn't understand that his inner feelings are that he shouldn't steal. Hayashrus, being straight, be'etzem hegilo me'ames haloki shebekirbo. This straightness that he may have essentially comes from the godly truth that is within himself, as it is in there is a certain element within every human being. And he relates to that to himself. What's the point he's saying? Look at the next paragraph. If he would really reflect on where this straightness comes from, it really comes from the godly light that's found inside the soul. But he doesn't recognize that root, and he feels, ani yashor, I am straight. I am straight. It's me. Lomba MS Zelo Shato Yashar. Really, you're not the straight one. Yeshrak Nitsu Saloki Shal Yashar Shalabore Shiba Ace Hisgalabatokh. But truthfully, it's the godly spark of straightness of the Creator that is right now revealing itself within you. So what's he saying in this little section over here? To see where he's driving at. He's leading us somewhere. He's saying you find certain people who do have certain aspects of Yashrus, certain aspects of doing that which is correct, even though they don't have any Torah base. So how is it possible? So there's always a question, how could you have people who seem to have some good values and they're not Torah based at all? And they're still coming up with good values, and Torah degree is good value. So the first point he's saying is, well, it can only come from the godly part within that person. Within the godly part of that person, he happens to draw out certain elements within his personality that happen to be bang on. But the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of things that he has inside of himself that are not bang on. But the fact that he has a few straight things, he mistakenly thinks it's himself. It's not himself. Anything really great, certain free will choices might, but you're coming up with certain philosophies of life. Those philosophies are coming from within, coming from his soul. So, and you might say, well, maybe somebody got it from his parents, so it came from his parents' soul, and then he picked it up from them. Okay, we're at the next set of diamonds on page Reish Gimel, so now where is this taking us? Im kein, therefore, kishaboyim ledaber al tachlas hachayim shed veikas bar yolam, when we begin to talk about the goal of life, which is cleaving to the Almighty, tzrichim livduk me'ezen akuda b'nefesh yotzes, we have to understand from what point of the soul is it coming out from. Lama adam chafetz lisanik al Hashem, we have to understand, why does a person want to delight in Hashem? So, adam kfar lo amedes am shil shisharim, a person already learned this sefer, the Mesillas Shisharim, he hears over and over and over, the goal of life is to cleave to Hashem. Cain, that's true. But why do you want to connect to Hashem? Where is that coming from in your soul? The answer is, is it coming from the desire to just have pleasure? Which we talked about yesterday. We talked all about that yesterday. Or is it coming from the truth of the soul that is within you, which is the lishma? Is it coming from the deeper part of you that only wants what God wants to do? So where is it coming from? So harei l'chol echad yesh eizeh shehu mania. Everyone has something that motivates them, that pushes them. Adam shein lo mania lo haya kam baboker b'mitzvah. If you didn't have any motivation, you wouldn't get up in the morning. So hashela hi rak eizeh mania. The question is, what is the motivator? So, yesh adam hameinia shalo hein averos. There's certain people who are motivated by sin. Yesh ataivis hein hameinia shalo. Some people, it's their lusts that motivate them. Yesh adam shakdusha hi hameinia shal kol masav. There are those that his holiness motivates and pushes everything that he does. That's in general. So, gamli in your name. So it is in our area. Chayv adam tzorach livchon asas. A person has to really check himself and test himself. Ma menia liyasachaim, what is moving my life? Ma menia osi lechapes es advekas barayolam, what is pushing me to bond to Hashem if you're already in that position? Emes o atanik, is it the truth that's coming from the essence of your soul, or is it the pleasure? Hachuva kamot shiiskarno binyan halishma v'lishma. So the answer is, as we've already discussed previously regarding if you're doing lishma altruistically or shalo lishma or for ulterior motives. It's not black and white. It's either this or that. It's usually not that way. Everybody's got a spark of the real truth in the soul, and they also got a desire to have physical pleasure as well, or any other kind of pleasure. Person has to know how many percentages are going on in the soul. What percent is it for regular pleasure that's moving you? What percent is for the truth? The goal in life, our effort should always be to minimize the desires of regular pleasure and to strengthen that desire for the truth that comes out of the soul. So therefore, what has he added so far today? He's added the point that there is a real lishma inside every Jew. And that real lishma is where it's supposed to be coming from, this desire to get close to Hashem. Then there's the non-lishma aspects. So where am I going to get this from? The truth is, it's there. You have to work on methods to tap into that source. But it's no less there than a secular person who's tapping into straight, correct ideas that are coming from his soul as well. So this is pretty similar to what he's been saying for the last few days that we've been learning the Sefer, that you really have to check yourself. The fact that it's a mile if you're already saying that I'm doing it to get close to Hashem, but why do you really want to get close to Hashem? And that's what those stories we mentioned yesterday kind of are the litmus test. Okay, continuing with the words of the Mesillas Yesharim now. Amnam. Look, she is gotten la tova ze. Roy shiyamol rishona vishtadl bi geoso liknosa. So, however, in order to merit this good of bonding to Hashem, and specifically in the world to come, a person has to toil first and make efforts, with a lot of effort, to acquire this level. Vahaina, which means, next page, shishtadl ladavik berisbarach b'koch masrim sholdot osom zayimim. A person has to make a lot of efforts in order to bond to Hashem through the power of actions, that through these actions, it brings you to this cleaving to Hashem. In other words, you've got to do certain activities that bring you to cleaving to Hashem. And what are those? V'heim heim ha-mitzvos. And those are the mitzvos. End quote of the words of Mesillas Yesharim. So now that we say that the goal in life is to cleave to Hashem, so the only way to cleave to Hashem is by doing mitzvos. There are activities that bring you to cleave to Hashem. It's not an automatic. So what do you have to do? You have to do mitzvahs. As we've said many times, the word mitzvah itself comes from the word tzavta, which means to connect. So that's what it's all about. The point of every mitzvah is to bring you closer to Hashem. So now he explains. Hatachlus brua, the goal is clear. Hakirva v'advekas v'ra'il, cleaving and coming closer to Hashem. V'mtsoi hamovilakach el mitzvah, the means to bring you to that place of the mitzvahs. That's not, I already said it. Ki yadua mitzvahs miloshen tzavta v'chibur. Mitzvahs comes from the word tzavta and connection. Chibur lebar olam, a connection to the Creator. Hamitzvahs mevia esa adam lehidavik v'yisbarach. The mitzvahs bring a person to cleave to Hashem. V'chlos, in general, kayam ba'adam shloisha koichas. A person has three different forces within himself. Shloisha levusha nefesh, three garments to the soul, which are koach ha-maisa, the power of action, Hargoshas halev v'machshavas, the feelings of the heart, and the third one is, and the thoughts. So actions, feelings, and thoughts. V'mitzvahs kolos es kol hakochos halol, and the mitzvahs incorporate all those thoughts, all those forces. Which again, the actions is dealing. It's a garment of the level of soul called the nefesh. The feelings is a garment of the level of soul called the ruach. And the thought is the garment of the level of soul called the neshama. And mitzvahs touch on all three of these aspects. There are mitzvahs, really every mitzvah can have all three, and some have some of these. Imkain comes out. In order for a person to reach this status of cleaving to Hashem, so he needs his actions, Hargoshes his feelings, v'machshavas his thoughts, you kigidre hamitzvahs. They have to be like these definitions of mitzvahs. In other words, if all these three aspects have to be within the mitzvahs. Yishal hashol. So the person may ask a question. Okay. Harei roim anu rabim shlochorim mekayim mitzvahs. We see a lot of people doing mitzvahs. Vein a megiim leveikus. They don't reach tveikus. How is it possible? If the mitzvahs are the tool to reach the tveikus, so how is it possible people are doing many mitzvahs and they are not feeling connected to Hashem? Hatshuva, what's the answer? In general, the general answer is, those people are the ones that are only focusing on one third of the types of mitzvahs that are required. That third, that is only those of action. Not those parts that relate to the heart and the emotions, and relating to the brain and the thoughts. When the mitzvahs only reach the point of action, person is not going to reach tveikus. You have to be able to do all the mitzvahs that affect all three levels of a person. I mean, it's only obvious if you do things and you don't feel anything about them, you don't think about them, that they're certainly not going to bring you there. As we said yesterday, 2 days ago, I remember, right after davening, we mentioned the story of the Rebbe, who learned in an attic all day long. And he told his shamash, never let anybody see me except a certain time. When I open the door, then I could see guests. But at no other time is someone supposed to see me. So one time there was there were certain people who always went to this Rebbe, whatever they needed, they always asked for advice from him. They didn't make a move without him. And, so one day there was a terrible cow epidemic, and cows were just dying left and right. And these people were very big cow owners, and their whole fortune is just evaporating before their eyes. So they go to the guy. We say, we have to talk to the Rebbe right away. He says, hey, sorry, the door's closed, can't see him. And they say, it was really important. And they tell him what's going on. The cows are, it's mamish, pikuach nefesh, we're going to be broke. He says, we have to. Someone says, okay, you can go in. So they go upstairs, they knock on the door. You go right in. The Rebbe looks at them. He nearly faints. He mamish nearly faints. He recovers. And then he hears their problem. He gives them brachas. They go down. Fine. And the epidemic stops. Everything's okay. They're saved. Blah, blah, blah. So the Rebbe then comes to the Gabbai later. And he asks them, you know, how come you let these people in? And so he explained, it was pikuach nefesh, it was terrible. So he said, okay, fine. But you're wondering why I'm always so particular about not letting anybody come in to see me until those regular hours. So he says like this. He says that when I am reaching my high levels of Kabbalistic learning about Hashem, I reach the highest places, which is unbelievable. But when I'm finished, I need a lot of time to not de-stress, but just to come down, he says, so before I could see anybody, because it's not good for me to see people when I'm way up there. He says, because this morning when they knocked on the door, I looked at them and I saw cows climbing the ladder, and it was quite shocking for me to see cows climbing the ladder. He says, what do you mean cows? There were people. So he quoted many Chazal that says, a person is where his mind is. That's very famous. A person is what he is thinking. A person is what he is thinking. He is where he is thinking. It goes hand in hand. Where you are, that's who you are. What you want to be, that's who you definitely could be. So if they were thinking about the cows all day long, that's where you are. And that's who you are, what you think about. So if you think about cows all day long, then you're a cow. That's all. Obviously, you know, it doesn't mean to say you can't think about cows, but it can't be the central focus in your life. And if at any point in time that's all you're thinking about, then that's what you are. And that's what, applies in all areas. If a person always gets up in the morning and says, okay, how much money am I going to make today? So if a Rebbe would look at you, he would just see a wad of dollar bills. When he looks at you, he sees a wad of dollar bills. You know, there's many different stories of different Rebbes who would be saying that he sees a lot of cows eating cholent on Shabbos. Because the people are so excited about getting the meat in the cholent You know, so that's all they think about is the cow. So it's like there's a cow eating the children. If a person takes more pride in his car than anything else, so you're a car, you're not a person. You are exactly what you think. And if you think about that, it's 100% true. You are what you, not, you aren't, you're not what you eat. I mean, you're also going to be what you eat, but you are what you think. What is on your, what's your central focus? Doesn't mean, of course, for a moment you temporarily think about something else. Obviously, you have to go shopping, you have to think. But really, you are what you think. That's who you are, that's where you are. And that's, I forgot which, and that leads us to one of the Mephorshim. I don't remember, it was the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Or the others, I don't remember, who said that's what the charge for Moshe was in the beginning of this parsha. Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael. Your job is to elevate the heads of the Jewish people. To raise the heads of the Jewish people. Very unusual way of talking about counting the Jewish people. Just say count the Jewish people. No, kisisa, you lift their heads up. Why? Because a human being, a healthy human being, walks with his head high, so to speak. A little bit high. Because that's the direction towards Hashem. A cow has its head down. The cow always looks to the ground because that's what it's all about. It's about earthliness. It's about, the only thing the cow really, all animals, you know, four-legged animals, the only thing they're interested in is what comes out of the ground, physical pleasures. So that's what the cow, that's his focus, that's why the cow is a cow. Human being depends. If you raise his head up and he looks heavenlyward, then he is a godly being. And Moshe, if you can't raise their head, now obviously this means existentially, if you can't raise their sights, if your sights are on the physical world, you know, then you're not really a person to be counted. In other words, who are we counting? We're counting, you know, people that are connected to Hashem or counting, four-legged human beings. Two-legged animals, rather. What are we counting? He wants su'u es rosh, lift their heads, and then count them. Then you know who you really have. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he would see them, would speak to them, he'd inspire them to be focused on higher things. You just built a Mishkan. You're in the process of finishing a Mishkan. The Mishkan will only work if the people's heads are high. If they're focusing on Hashem. If you build a Mishkan, but your focus is still on cows and on money, then the Mishkan isn't going to be worth anything. Right? That's the whole point. So that's what he's saying over here. Why is it when we do mitzvahs, we don't reach Dveikus? Well, remember, now you understand, Dveikus is where you're at. That's a state. Dveikus is a state. And it means, so where are you? I'm close to Hashem. So you are where you're thinking, that's where you are. So if I'm only thinking of doing mitzvahs, but it's not translating beyond the doing of the mitzvahs, you're not involved in mitzvahs that make you think about Hashem. You're not doing mitzvahs that make you feel about Hashem. You aren't where you do, you are where you think and feel. Very important. You say, well, I'm doing mitzvahs all day long. You're right, you're doing mitzvahs all day long, but what are you thinking about when you're doing the mitzvahs? When you're davening, are you thinking that you're in Hashem's presence, or are you thinking about everything that's going on in the world? Is the davening a tool to get close to Hashem, or the davening is something you do, shalom l'shma, because you know it'll help. If I daven really well, you know, Rabbi, daven real well for me today, because I got a very serious meeting today. So Hashem isn't in the picture. You know, you should daven that Hashem should be at your business meeting is the most important thing to daven about. That's your daven. You should daven when I have a business meeting, Hashem should be in the room the whole time. That would be a thing to daven about. People are just saying, no, I want to end up with a deal. I want to end up with some money at the end of the day. So that's the shalom l'shma part. So that's you're back to the money. So if you're thinking about all the shalom l'shma things in life, then that's where you are. And you'll never be connected to Hashem. And that's what he's saying. If you're missing the mind and the heart, then you're never going to reach Dveikus. That's such a critical point. Let's continue. Shekeinah nefesh benuya v'bechina shalar bakomos. The soul is built up with four levels. Masa, hargasha, machshava, v'etzem, nishmas, odom. You've got the actions, feelings, thoughts, and the actual soul of the person. So yimodem mekayim rakas ha'bechina rishona shehi kima mitzvah poel. Hein aseh v'hein lo saseh lo olu lamala. Mikach, a person is only doing physical mitzvahs and avoiding doing averis, he's ever going to be on that level. You're not getting to the last rung on the ladder. So consequently, you won't reach God, you won't reach any dveikus. Therefore, when Lutzado writes that the way to come to close to Hashem is through the mitzvahs, you should take these words simply, meaning to say, so you'd think that a person does all the mitzvahs to their perfection, immediately becomes close to Hashem. But that's also rakim yikaim gamis hamitzvahs hanogas alev machshava. That's only fulfill the mitzvahs that pertain also to the heart and to the mind. Misham yegil adveikas hanichsefes. Then you reach to that longed for clinging. V'bechinis Yisrael from this aspect of what Yisrael alev machshava liboros. When Hashem says that was in my mind to create Yisrael. In other words, when Hashem created the world, when Hashem was quote unquote doing His mitzvahs, He also was thinking. What was he thinking about when he was doing everything? I'm creating a whole world just so there'll be a people called the Jewish people who have the ability to connect to me. What does it mean when it writes all of a machshava? It came up into his mind. Hakavan intention is she's alu l'malam min a machshava, that they were raised higher than the level of machshava. All of a machshava. V'yigula etzem nishmasim, it reached their essential soul. And then to the dveikus of Hashem. In other words, we're saying Yisrael alu b'machshava, they rise higher than even the level of machshava. They come mamish to the level of nefesh itself. From the power of what the Zohar says that Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. We have to rise beyond all these levels to get to that level of attaching to Hashem. Therefore, it's not possible for a person to learn Gemara, learn the Shulchan Aruch, know what you have to do, do the mitzvahs in the action way, and therefore you get there to clinging to Hashem. It's not possible. You have to reach the innermost aspects of the soul. Velumot besifri rabuseinu merishonim arachronim. You have to learn the svarim of the great rabbis who explain how a person can engage in the inner aspect of service to Hashem, which is within the recesses of your soul. That's also part of fulfilling the mitzvahs. L'rak mitzvahs ma'isios kanochas tefillin. It's not just enough the mitzvahs of putting on tefillin, the physical actions. Ni'anu alu alof ukedoyme heimegeder mitzvahs. And shekel lulav. That's not the only ones we're talking about mitzvahs. Gam avas Hashem ve'yiras Hashem mitzvahs asehen. Loving Hashem and fearing Hashem are also mitzvahs. V'nivna de'moni ha'mitzvahs karama medomov. And they're included in the list of 613 mitzvahs. V'gam mitzvahs ledavka, but there's a mitzvah to cleave to Hashem. According to some Rishonim, that is actually one of the 630 mitzvahs. Some don't say it's a mitzvah, they say it's just the overall goal. They all say you have to have it, but some say it's actually a mitzvah. Nimtzalavisa comes out. Shinyan Avoda, all the things that Lutzado is going to talk about in this book, all the chapters of this book that are the attributes of Rapinchas Ben Yair, of Zahiris, Rizus, Nikius, watchfulness, alacrity, cleanliness, all these spiritual levels, v'shar malish and nimnu, v'braisho r'pichos penyor, all these virtues that r'pichos penyor mentioned, hein b'chal mitzvah, that's all part of mitzvahs. K'mo shekos v'reini yoyna, shamalas al yonas nitnu lano b'mitzvah saseh. That the, he says that the highest levels have been given to us as a mitzvah saseh. In other words, loving Hashem is the highest levels. So when Lutzado merely says here, v'heimeim ha-mitzvahs, the way to get there through the mitzvahs, mahavim be'etzem ha-gdoras kol ha-sefer kol. Really, this is existing as the essential definition of the whole book. He's describing the whole book here. Shuchelek mechalek ha-mitzvahs is part of the mitzvahs, and this is the neglected part of the mitzvahs that he's dealing with. The whole sefer is not going to teach you how to put on tefillin. It's not going to teach you any of those things. It's not a how to do mitzvahs physically, but rather how to do them with your heart and with your mind. That's what the book is addressing. Anybody can open up a Shulchan Aruch and know what you have to do. What is the exact mitzvah? But where your heart and mind is, there's very little Shulchan Aruch on that at all. practically nothing. So where's that going to come from? So that's the Shulchan Aruch of the heart and mind is in the Mesillas Yesharim, or other works like that. Every chapter we're going to learn, we have to figure out what root mitzvah addresses itself to that. Hay mitzvah, is it going to be a mitzvah? For example, v'alach to bidrach, you have to go in the way of Hashem. That's also a positive mitzvah, to go in the way of Hashem. She mitzvah yosem ufureshes, it's a more explicit mitzvah. Oshem mitzvah sacheres, maybe these things are based on other mitzvahs. Avobov not klali, but in general, avodas hanefesh, the service of the soul, it is repairing one's midos. It is revealing the positive aspects of loving Hashem and fearing Hashem and similar things. Zoe mitzvahs, these are all positive mitzvahs. And when a person fulfills all the mitzvahs and lo sasehs that he can, then you can come to this status of cleaving to Hashem. So that's what he's adding, all the depth. Why we don't think our misses are getting as close, it's because we're missing those two critical aspects of the feeling and the emotions that are involved. Okay, continuing the next section of the Mesillas Yesharim. He says in the bold type, so I'm catching up for ground that I didn't make in the last few days. We haven't gone too far the last few days. Hashem placed us in a place that there are many things that distance us from Hashem. You'd think he put us in a place to make it easy to serve Hashem. No, he did the opposite. He put in a place, there's many factors that distance us from Hashem. What? Okay, well, he's listening online, Mirz Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Samas Adam B'Makom. Hashem put a human being in a place. Eizem Makom, what kind of place? Kan, here, B'Olam HaZeh, in this world. Keshuhu Hayev Gan Eden, when man was in Gan Eden, Shama Marchikim Oso Mimeni Yisparach Kemuvan Shohayu Har B'Yoser Pchusim. The things that, in Gan Eden, the things that would distance him from Hashem were a lot less. A lot less things to distance man from Hashem. Uvahavchana amuka mesuyemes gam lo hayu kayamim. And on one certain deep level, they really didn't even exist. But avolvadish lo hayu begeterav. It wasn't a lot. In other words, in the Gan Eden, there were very few things to take away from Hashem. It was basically the nachash, the snake. It wasn't everywhere he turned. There weren't billboards in Gan Eden, you know, telling you to do things you shouldn't be doing. Right? So it wasn't in the category of Ravim of a lot. There were some, but not a lot. Kan b'Olam HaZeh, in this physical world, the non-Gan Eden world, okay, Ravim hem rachikim osam mei yisparach. There's many things that distance a person from Hashem. Kumo shivur b'sforma kadoshim, she'olam ha'asiyah, shbonu chayim, hu rubo ra umiyuta tov. As it says in the holy books, in this world of asiyah, that we live in, most of the things in this world are ra, are evil, and very few are really good. Right? That's what we say in Avdallah. You know, there's a rule in Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, that when you mention two things, one before the other, the rule is that the one that's less of is mentioned first, and the one that's more of is mentioned second. That's a rule. You find it in Chumash. When you mention items, two items, you know, talks about, in the Torah, for example, says you have to make a difference between the kosher and the non-kosher animals. So, the kosher is mentioned first because there's less kosher animals than non-kosher animals. It's just a rule. Right? So it's very interesting. So when we make the bracha, hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol. Between kodesh and chol. There's less kodesh than chol. There's less holiness than mundane. Bein what? Bein or l'choshech. Between light and darkness, there's less light and more darkness. Bein Yisrael, bein Amim, between the Jewish people and the nations of the world. Bein Yom HaShvili, Sheshim HaMaseh, between the seventh day and the sixth days of creation. All four, consistent. The first one is always less. So what's the point? On Shabbos, it's not so. Remember, Shabbos is another place. Shabbos is a world that if we can get into it, there's only good on Shabbos. Shabbos is only good. There's nothing bad about Shabbos. if you're in that world. Again, if you're only in the world in action, you ain't in Shabbos. It's the same rule. You're not, if you're only in action, you're not Dovik Hashem. If you're only doing the actions of Shabbos, you're not in the world of Shabbos, and then it's not a world where it's only good. But if you're in there in your mind, again, come back to that same idea. I'm sorry. You know, if on Shabbos, do you understand why there's halachas on Shabbos that you can't talk about things during the week? Because then your mind, then you're not in Shabbos. Well, we're just going to talk. We're going to even you know, unless it's a mitzvah. Because if it's a mitzvah, because a mitzvah is ready, it's back to Hashem. Let's say it's a mitzvah you have to do on Monday. Okay, but I'm only doing a mitzvah for Hashem. So even that is, you have to be careful. If you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, but the mitzvah isn't to get close to Hashem, then it's a problem even on Shabbos. Okay, but so if you're thinking about Hashem and you're thinking about Shabbos and you're getting excited about Shabbos and then you're doing the things about Shabbos, then you're in Shabbos, and then you don't have those things that are distancing you from Hashem. But general, so when you're making Avdallah, what are you saying? If you had a proper Shabbos, oh, Shabbos was so beautiful. Shabbos, I didn't have anything distancing me from Hashem, and now all of a sudden I'm coming back to the world where the majority of these things are far away from Hashem, and I'm in that world, and I have to be careful about all those things in that world. So that's a challenge. So now let's just finish to the diamonds over here. Lefiza, top of Reish Vav, Mispar Shalosh and Sharabimbo. When we talk about Rabimbo, it says a world Sharabimbo Marchikim. Lashon Rov means the majority. Lo Rak Hari doesn't mean a lot. Doesn't mean we're in a world where there's a lot. El Harov Kan Shalom Metzius Marchik Esa'ara Mibara Ki Rov Ra. We say the majority of things in this world distance man from his creator because the majority of those things are Ra. Ra Mi Lashon, what's Ra? Mi Lashon Ra'ua. Ra'ua means shaky, nifrad, separated, Mafrid Esa'ara Mibara, separating him from the creator. Most things in this world separate you from Hashem. Amnam, on the other hand, but Hashem has to make, you know, an equal thing. So you have to have, you know, just as bad as something could be, that's how good something could be. It's got to be an equal fight. So now, if there's a lot of things, well, it doesn't seem fair, a lot of things are distancing you from Hashem, how does that make it balanced? How can you balance something when the majority is the wrong way? He says, just like there's many things that can distance you from Hashem, so it's the opposite. There's many things that can bring you to Hashem. Hein mitzvahs, that's the mitzvahs. Hein kamo shekasov ve'echav nerusen. It's like one of the rabbis, right? Shebechol dor v'dor kadosh baruch hu som b'nei adam shikor v'shem Hashem l'karves b'nei dorm l'borom. That a great rabbi said, in every generation Hashem places people who call on the name of Hashem to bring the people of his generation closer to Hashem. It's not exactly the same zelu mazeh. In other words, in terms of there's a lot of things that will distance you, there's a lot of things that get you close, but it still doesn't offset the majority.
I don't know, it seems to be saying it does.
Well, you can't.
Well, it seems like what he's saying is...
Well, let's just finish the last paragraph. The last sentence. Im kein, therefore, kineged misha marchik nimtzig misha makarv. As opposed to something that will distance you, there's someone who will bring you closer. Now you have a choice to choose good or bad. I understand what he's saying, but it's not exactly 100%. He's saying, well, just like there's things who pull you away from Hashem, there have to be things that could bring you close to Hashem. And that's why Hashem will bring a tzaddik in a generation. A tzaddik will bring, if you choose to cling to the tzaddik, you can pull you away. But the majority of people are not tzaddikim. He doesn't offset the majority. The majority of things in this world distance you from Hashem. So, okay, he kept making everything in this world distance you from Hashem. Okay, so there are other things, but it's still not equal. Because at the end of the day, most things you run into in this world will distance you from Hashem. It's much less things in this world will bring you closer to Hashem. So you have a big, big, big tzaddik. Yeah, so it's a big tzaddik. Unless he wants to say that will compensate for all the so many other things, which, you know, statistically we don't find it that way. Yeah?
I understand what he's saying is that if we can do what this book is telling us to do, if a person chooses to do the mitzvahs and chooses to do the mitzvahs with all his heart and his thoughts,
yeah,
then the majority of his world becomes the more, if you think of if a person would do what the book is.
Listen, I understand, but there's...
Then the rest of the world...
Sure, well, the person engages, focuses on any one aspect in life, that will be their life.
But because there's so many mitzvahs...
I understand, there's a lot of mitzvahs, but there's a lot of other things that are not mitzvahs in this world. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the majority is still the things that lead you away. The majority of things lead you away. You have to focus on the very small minority. Just like Shabbos is only one day of the week. 6 days are taking you away from Hashem. Yeah, if your focus is entirely on the Shabbos, then it can make you impervious to the other 6 days of the week. But that's critical. So all those things are putting you away. So, okay, you've got to latch on to a tzaddik. You got to latch on to good, wholesome experiences. You got to latch on to Shabbos, things like that. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue next week. And tomorrow we'll move on with the Tanya.